The Dutch citizen who tormented Port Coquitlam student Amanda Todd will be sentenced tomorrow, October 14. This morning, October 13, after defense counsel finished its sentencing submissions, Justice Martha Devlin told BC Supreme Court that she would read her decision against Aidan Coben on Friday at 1 p.m. Coben, 44, who typed on a laptop and read legal documents while in the prisoner's box, did not address the court at the end of the hearing. In August, following a 9-week trial at the new Westminster Law Courts, a jury convicted Coben on 5 counts for his persistent online campaign against Todd. Extortion, importing and distributing child pornography, possession of child pornography, communicating with the intent to lure a child, criminal harassment. Todd took her life a decade ago this week, on October 10, 2012, at her home in Port Coquitlam. Crown Counsel is seeking a global sentence of 12 years behind bars, to run consecutively to his 10-year sentence in the Netherlands, where he was convicted in 2017, after an appeal, at an Amsterdam district court on 68 similar cyberbullying and sextortion offenses against 33 girls. However, lead defense lawyer Joe Salnier is proposing that his client serve 6 years in jail to run concurrent with his Dutch sentence, or 2 years in prison to run consecutive to the Netherlands punishment. In his submissions, Salnier argued that the aggregate sentence would be excessive given that the Dutch crimes are similar in nature, and there is overlap with the offenses in Canada. "This is not an unrelated sentence," he told the judge. "It's the same course of conduct. It's the same wrongful behavior. It's the same conduct that you heard at this trial." Salnier pointed to a Dutch probation report that cited the Todd case and her suicide. This was still part of the Dutch case, Salnier contended. But Devlin reminded Salnier, on at least 2 occasions, that she is not bound by the Dutch regime for her sentence in Canada. Salnier also said his client is eager to return to his home country. In jail there, he has access to books, music and options to exercise, as well as other resources that he doesn't have here. Salnier also briefly mentioned that Coben had targeted another Canadian girl. However, Coben wasn't extradited to face those offenses, he said. Salnier said Coben has been in custody since he was arrested on January 13, 2014, at the age of 36. And should the judge impose a 12-year consecutive sentence, as requested by the Crown, Coben would be out of prison at the age of 59, a length of time in jail that would be excessive and crushing, Salnier told the court.